Okay, so learning Mitzvah Hashem, Mitzvah Shalom on Parshas Shmos. Many, many different ma'amarim in the Mitzvah Shalom and Parshas Shmos. We'll learn on page Lamed Hey, the first Parsha in the second volume of the Mitzvah Shalom and Shmos. And the Mitzvah Shalom is discussing over here when Moshe Rabbeinu is called and summoned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the Sneh, and he is charged with his mission to be the Goel, to the Redeemer of Klal Yisrael, and chosen to lead Klal Yisrael out of the Gullus. And as we know, Moshe does not run to the mission. Vayomer Moshe el Elohim, mi anochi ki eilech el paro v'chiotzis b'nei Yisrael mi-Mitzrayim. Says Moshe, who am I? Who am I to be the one to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? And as Yisrael wonders at length, how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu is so deeply rejecting and refusing to take this mission of leading Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? And he's so adamant over and over again. Who am I to take Klal Yisrael out? Who am I? How could it be? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be with you. Again, Moshe, Hashem says, I'm going to be with you. And again, Moshe says, no. He says, additionally, continues to refuse and reject the mission. And finally, all of Moshe Rabbeinu was able to say at the very end is, Shlach na biyad tishalach. And Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for that final statement. Send whoever you want to send. Meaning it's like a chutzpahdik thing. Like a child picked their parent. Like, you know, if a parent, you know, mashallah davar doma, you can have a parent that asks a child to do something, and the child says, no, I'm not doing it. And again, no, you have to do this. This is what you have to do. This is your responsibility. And the child just says at the end, whatever. It's basically like Moshe Rabbeinu saying to Hashem, well, whatever. You know, send whoever you want to send. Like, if you're going to send me, send me. You're going to send somebody else. And it's chutzpah. It's not the way to talk to him. Meaning, we wouldn't expect. It's the way to respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just send whoever you're going to send. V'yesh mefarshim de'achash midasu shal Moshe Rabbeinu ha'isa anava. V'yem HaKadosh Baruch Hu shochu ligol Yisrael harim ha'shmos davar hu shal manigam yuchad golem shal Yisrael v'chash pen yavsid midasu ha'myuchedes. Maybe what the major nekuda is, and some mefarshim certainly take this route, and it's certainly connected to this no matter what, is that we know that the essence of Moshe Rabbeinu's identity, his fundamental midah, was his anava, right? Anav mikol adam. That's what the Torah celebrates about Moshe Rabbeinu, the most humble human being to ever walk the face of the earth. So how could a person be the most humble person ever and to accept such leadership, such power, such responsibility? And maybe if I take this responsibility, my humility will be blemished. And Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't ready to do that. However, I've so called sov atmiya b'mekayma shemagadosh baruch omer lo shirtzon shelach l'shlichus zeh. But the Nisim Shalom isn't satisfied with that, saying that what we see here is Moshe Rabbeinu's anava over and over and over again. Because at the end of the day, even true anava has to be trumped by the Ratzon Hashem. A person could be anav mikol adam, but there's something more profound than humility. And what's that? Ratzon Hashem. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself comes and communicates, this is your role, this is your mission, this is your responsibility, that has to trump your midah, right? This is the yisod of the Akedas Yitzchak by Avram. You could have the midah of chesed, but there has to be something which trumps that midah of chesed, the Ratzon Hashem. By Yitzchak, by Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's famous Mahalach by Yaakov, or Shiva has spoken about it many times, that Yaakov's challenge in Yaakov's midah was emes, right? And how did he, but what was his test in life? Listening to the Ratzon Hashem when it went against his midah of emes. Swindling and tricking Esav using the opposite of emes. Because there's something higher than your essence. Meaning, yes, in Echanami, Moshe Rabbeinu's midah could be anava, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself communicated, you're the Goel. How can Moshe Rabbeinu still refuse even when it got to that point? How could it be that after time and time again Moshe continued to refuse, to reject the mission that Hashem was giving him? And at the end of their conversation, Hashem says, and this will be the sign that I have sent you. What? This is the sign that I'm sending you. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have any sveikos. He didn't doubt. It's not like, you know, Hashem, I'm not sure. You know, I'm not sure if I believe. I'm not sure if I trust. I'm not sure. He didn't need a simon. He didn't need a simon that the, he didn't need a proof. He didn't need to be bought. He didn't need to be swayed. That this is MS, this is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is Ratzon Hashem. There's no question in his mind about that. All his question was, all that stopped him, all that prevented him, was his Mirav Anava. But what did he need a simon for? Shari lo yil Moshe Rabbeinu Sveikos b'Kadosh Baruch Hu Shalcho, elo shetan shekashel lechas. He said, I just can't do it. It just goes against my personality. It goes against my mahus. It goes against my essence. But I don't need a sign. I don't need a proof. So what's Kadosh Baruch Hu saying? Zel lechaos. This is a sign that I have truly sent you. Says the Nesiv Shalom in the bottom right. Moshe Rabbeinu knew something fundamental about the process of Geula and how it would happen. He knew that the Madrega of the Geula, the profundity, the level that Klal Yisrael could attain, could achieve, could reach in the process of Geula would be talui, would be dependent upon the Madrega of the Goel. Meaning if you have a mashpia and a mushpa. What's a mashpia? A person who affects, influence, an influencer, right? If you have an influencer, good modern word, if you have an influencer, right? So generally, at least on scientific rational level, the influencee can only be as great as the influencer. Meaning you have what to give, you give everything you have, and the influencee can get all of that, but no more. Dimagol yihi adam gadol b'madrega elyon agam ha'agula tiyab madrega ilas v'chinas mor gadol zegil yishchina vili magol yihi adam pashut az gam ha'agula tiyab gula shal katnus migalus l'gula gereda. Moshe Rabbeinu cheshbon that the gula will be only as great as the goel, and if the goel is such a great profound transcendent person, then the geula will be that great. The influence that they could give is as great as the influence they have. But if it's a small person, a person with less kochos, less madrigos, less depth, less wisdom, less tzidkus, less holiness, less righteousness, less piety, so the geula will be smaller. It'll be a more low key, more on the DL. You know, they'll get out of its rhyme, but they're not going to be able to achieve the most transcendent heights, the most profound heights. Because the mashpia can only give what he has and no more. Moshe Rabbeinu's taina says in Yerushalayim, he was so anav that he really took himself as a pashti yid, and he thought that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu would send him a katan should be Yisrael, Hari Shiratzoni is Baruch Shagula Tia by even Kadmus Madrigam Pshuta Maot. That if I'm the Goel, I can only bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu this far, but I want more for them. I want them to climb to the highest heights. I can't bring them there. I can only bring them so far. I want greatness for them, right? You know, many parents, you know, they believe in their child. And okay, maybe in younger years they have what to give them, right? But you know, many parents can't give their children tremendous, you know, profound wisdom or high levels of intellect or skills beyond what they have to give. So they send him to a teacher, they send him to a tutor, they send him to a coach, they send him to somebody that can give, because they want more for them. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I want Klal Yisrael to achieve the highest heights, even more than I have to give them. Give them somebody that can give them so much. Hashalom shemagula tiyab madrega konemucha. It was not. It was humility, yes, but it was his humility wanting the best for Klal Yisrael, wanting them to climb the highest heights. And if it's me, I can only bring them so far. I want greatness for them. And that's why he continues to say, "Who am I? How could I bring them out? How could I give them Geula? How could I give them the greatest Geula that they could potentially get?" Because he didn't see that him. He didn't see himself as a person with a kalim, with the depth, with the profundity, with the wisdom, to be able to bring them as high as they could possibly go. That's what he didn't agree with. V'shalach nabiyad tishlach. Send them with whoever you're going to send them. Shlach nabiyad anashim gedoylim, biyad aron. K'deshetia gulab madriga ilayis. Right? That's what Chazal understand. Send them with Aaron HaKohen. Send them with somebody who's mamish the highest of the high, who can bring it to the highest places. Ubezem is bar gam mashenemar lahalan shemar Moshe l'kadosh baruch hu lama erosei lama zeh shlachtani umazbati al paro l'daberim achara lama zeh shelachara eich amar Moshe Rabbeinu dvar keila klapei mala. Parsha Shmos ends mamish in a low place, right? What happened? Moshe Rabbeinu has gone to paro, right? And what happened? No, not letting them go. Not only am I not letting them go, we need to harshen the decree. We need to make it harder, right? Same output with no input, no straw, right? They have to do it all themselves. And Klal Yisrael now are furious. Moshe, you came to redeem us, and you made it harder for us. And Moshe goes back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What in the world is going on over here? You sent me; it just got worse. What do you send me for? What is this? Some kind of cruel joke? Is this some kind of setup? And Kadosh Baruch Hu, the parsha ends, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu is very upset with Moshe Rabbeinu. How can Moshe Rabbeinu talk like this? With this chutzpah? Ela kavana haisa gam ma shamar paro lo yadati es hashem mi hashem asher yesh bekolo de kenaget zamar moshe mi azbati al paro dabe bishimcha herel amaze de kevin chani a cut with shon shlachti elav al kein Onu bechutzba v'shiflus v'hara la'amazim ha'shem kein ilo ha'idah sholeach anashim gedoylim bali madrega gavoya lo haya mesuga paru la'anus b'tzura koshveila ulera lo yoser. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, look! It's exactly what I said. I told you. I told you you're going to send me. It's going to be shver. Moshe Rabbeinu believed in the Geula. He believed there would be a Geula. He even believed that there could be a Geula from him. But he saw in himself such anava, such shiflus, such humility and simplicity that he could only bring a Zayin Geula to Klal Yisrael. Such a level. And then he saw it, then he proved his own point. When he saw, okay, the process of Geula is beginning, but it's so painful, it's so shvach, it's getting harder. He goes back to Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, why me? Why did you send me? Send somebody who could bring Klal Yisrael, mamish, turbo boost to the highest of the high. So in a Chanami, so Moshe Rabbeinu has a good taina. So what's the response? Well, what was the Kadosh Baruch Hu, meaning if Moshe Rabbeinu was so on, then what did the Kadosh Baruch Hu intend? Uvezeis bargam tshuvas the Kadosh Baruch Hu ki ehaya imach. No, Moshe Rabbeinu, let me tell you something. Let me tell you the secret of what's going on over here. You could be so on of, and you could not believe in yourself to be able to bring clients for the greatest possible gula. But I want to tell you, ein shlichos zo ki shlichos da'alma. The messenger job, the mission that I'm giving you right now is not a stab mission. Shashaliach wa isas called Maisa Shlichus. Raksha Osa Zos Avraham Shaleach. Ela kiya ima. Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to tell you a secret about what's about to happen over here. This is not a stam shlichus that I give you the job and you go out on your own to do the job. No. This is a fundamentally different type of shlichus. This is a type of shlichus ki eh ya ima. I'm going to be with you. You're not doing anything. You're not going to be doing it on your own. You're not going to be the one making it happen. You're going to be the one standing there. You're going to be the one in Olam Hazeh looking. But Ehaya Imach, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'll be with you. I'll be the one making it all happen. Gamas Maisa Shlichos Gufo Ani Aseh. Even the Shlichos itself, I'm going to be the one doing it. V'ata Atzmacha, you yourself, Lo tasa ma'uma, you're not going to do anything. You're just going to be a kli. You're going to be a vessel. You're going to be a tool. You're going to be the means in which I am going to enter into the reality of Mitzrayim and bring Klal Yisrael out. But I'm going to be the one doing it. Like the Pesukim say throughout all of Yitzias Mitzrayim, like it says, Vayter, Vanochi Ein Picha, I'll be with your mouth, Vim Piyu, with his mouth. Hayinu Shekol Asher Tomer, everything you say, Lo Atem Ha'omrim, Ela Ani Adaber Mipichem. You're not going to be talking, I'm going to be talking through you. You're just going to be the kli. It's going to come out through you, but it says Hashem, it's going to be for me. Right? Like we say in the Haggadah specifically by Bakkus Bechoros, and it is Mitzrayim where Hashem says, I'm going to do it. Not an angel, not an emissary, not a middleman, not any type of messenger. Ani Hashem b'chvod v'atzmo, Hashem Himself, with all of His glory, Hashem Himself was the one that brings Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shelo rak siyum agul b'makas b'choros ha'isim b'chinas ani Hashem b'chvod v'atzmo, Hashem Himself. That's His response to Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm not asking you to make it happen. I will be with you. I will be within you. I will be functioning through you. You just need to show up. You just need to present yourself. You just need to follow my lead, but I'll be the one making it happen. And that's how the entire gula goes down. And you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're Taina, that you're only X great, and you think the gula should be Y great or Z great? It's not a Taina, because you're not the one making it happen. I'm the one making it happen. And this gula is not dependent upon the goel himself, because Hashem Himself is doing it. V'atam delo chepet HaKadosh Baruch Hu galus Moshe as ha'emes shachin hu adam gadol begedolim ki bazei ha'mafsir es midas shom Moshe Rabbeinu shi ha'anav ma'obim shimena haya gaduso v'yot ha'shem shumayim shi gaduso v'yishlo ki rak ayam imcha v'kevan shani hu ha'osa es kol mele in kar nafkamina im adam gadol katan. Says in the Zivashalom, such a geshmak additional nakuda. Meaning, again, Hashem says, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're the one. I'm giving you the job. You're the one to bring Klal Yisrael out. Moshe Rabbeinu says, why me? Meaning, send somebody greater. Send Aaron. Send somebody who could give Klal Yisrael the biggest gula. No. I'm going to be the one doing it. Ask the Zivashalom, Hashem could have come back with a different answer to Moshe. What would have been another different answer that is so obvious that he could have said? What?
You just said, I want you to do it.
Why?
Well,
that's what Nisim Shalom is saying. But Nisim Shalom, you could have, Hashem could have said something else.
Because he's an Anav?
No, well, even more. Not an Anav. Who is Moshe Rabbeinu? He's the greatest human being who ever lived. Says Nisim Shalom, why didn't Hashem respond to him with the more obvious answer? Moshe, you're wrong. You are the greatest human being that has and will ever lived. The will of God will come into this world through you. You will have the greatest. You are destined for the greatest revelation of God mankind will ever experience. You are the greatest human being that will ever walk the face of the earth. No man will ever match your greatness. That's a pretty good taina. That's a pretty good response. Says in the Siva Shalom, he could have said that. And Lamaisa, that ends up being the emes. That Moshe Rabbeinu ends up actually being the one to give them the greatest possible gula that they could have gotten. Says in the Siva Shalom, but Hashem didn't want to use that. Hashem didn't want to go there. For two reasons, really, he says. Number one is because it actually didn't matter. Because Moshe was wrong. It actually, this gula actually doesn't matter who the goal is. Because at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the one making it happen. And two, that would have messed with Moshe Rabbeinu's anava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to get into Moshe's head now and tell him how great he was. Moshe Rabbeinu, from this point on, is going to have, right, how old is Moshe Rabbeinu at this time? He's 80 years old, right? Right. The first 40 years in Mitzrayim, second 40 years in Midian, based on a fascinating medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu is maybe 79. Maybe 79 was 1 year, and he left. And when he left, when Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, then he was 80, and then 40 years leading Klai Yisrael to the desert, and he dies at 120, right? But these next 40 years is going to be profound. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be getting prophecy, getting Torah, leading the Jewish people, making miracles, making wonders. Har Sinai, Mishkan, Hashras HaShchina, unbelievable things are about to happen, right? If I could editorialize on what Mr. Shalom was saying a little bit, it would be a little dangerous. Hashem didn't want to uncover to Moshe Rabbeinu the destiny that he had in front of him, right? Also, I mean, sometimes when you tell a person how great they are, that could mess, that emotionally, psychologically, it's not good for people. It's not good for a person, right? That's what Chazal say, Miksa Shuv Chalufana, right? You only partially praise a person to them, right? The Kol Shuv Chal Shalom Bufana, right? Behind their back, you could say how great they really are. But to their face, only Miksa Shuv Chalufana. You keep it on the DL. You're all right. Because you don't want to mess their head. So that's what Mr. Shalom said. Hashem could have said, you are the greatest. No, A, that didn't matter because he's the one doing the gula, and B, what? He didn't want to mess with Moshe Rabbeinu's anava and complicate things. Then he goes on and says two more geshmaka words at the end of this piece, at the end of at least Osa Aleph, which is probably just what we'll get through now. The other question we asked is, what was pshat by HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, "V'zeh lecha os ki anochi shlachticha motziacha sa'am mitzrayim ta'avdu nas elokim al har hazeh." This will be the sign that I've really sent you, that when the Jewish people get out of Egypt, they'll serve God on this mountain. What was Hashem saying to him? So Nesiv Shalom says, Tup Shatim in this response to Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the sign that I've sent you, that when you get out of Mitzrayim, your Klal Yisrael are going to come to this very mountain. It was Har Chorev, Har Sinai. That's where the Sneh happened, where the burning bush happened. They're going to come back to this very in Midian. They're going to come back to this very, very, this very mountain and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning Kabbalah Sat Torah. Says Nesiv Shalom, such a beautiful pshat, a beautiful vart, based on a vart from the Kashitzer Magid. He says, the Kashitzer Magid has a vart, Shekabbalah Zatari Yagiu Yisrael Agilu Yelio Bevichinas Hazeh. Shal Derech Shenemar Bekriyas Yamsuf Zeh Keili V'Anveyu. He says, based on this word of the Kashitzer Magid, that at Klal Yisrael, at Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael had a gilui, had a revelation of God, of Zeh Keli Vanbeir, like we say in Kriyas Yamsuf, Shir Yisrael every single day. What's Zeh? So Chazal say that every single prophet saw God in what's called the Aspaklaria She'ena Me'ira, a unclear looking glass. I was just by the Kotel tunnels on Shabbos. I got a VIP walk through the Kotel tunnels, and they had this big glass, and it's frosted glass. But it's a special type of frosted glass that if you press a button, it becomes unfrosted, and then you can see through it. So Moshe Rabbeinu's, all of the Nevi'im, Shar Nevi'im, they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu in frosted glass. You can't really see, you can see some lights and some shapes, but you can't really see through it. Moshe Rabbeinu saw Baspaklaria Meira. His looking glass was totally shined, sparkling. You can see right through it, absolute pristine clarity. The word that defines other Nevi'im was called Ko. In general, like this, Ko, like this. Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah was Zeh Hadavar, this, 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 Zeh. You see, is what you get. absolute clarity. Zeh versus Ko. Ko is a little blurry. Zeh is absolute clarity. What was Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu? Zeh ha'os. Alahara Zeh, excuse me. The sign that Klal Yisrael, the sign that you're the leader is, I guarantee you, that after you bring the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, they will experience an experience of Zeh. You will bring them to a place of such clarity. All of the doubts will melt away. All the blurriness will melt away. All the questions and the sfeikos and the challenges and the disturbances and the obstacles, they'll all melt away because they'll come to Har HaZeh, the mountain of Zeh, the mountain of clarity. Moshe Rabbeinu, you will know, you will be shown, you will be sure, it'll be proven to you that Klal Yisrael was meant to be led and redeemed by you when they finally get to Har Sinai and have that Zeh experience. That's var number one. Var number two. 2 minutes, yeah, I'll finish a quarter up. Yeah. Var number two says this is shown, saying unbelievable, in the last paragraph over here. Upla Ode open, and this is unbelievable, and based on a Gemara and Sukkah.
Oh, you had one?
Gemara and Sukkah. I hope everybody is learning the fifth paragraph of Sukkah. Make sure.
We should get up to it.
Make sure.
Oh, we're going. I think we're finishing the fourth.
Gevaldik. That's such. And Agarta, and Yetzer Hara. A lot of big stuff in the fifth paragraph of Sukkah. One of the most famous Gemaras that comes from the Gemara in Sukkah is, we'll just say it outside. He says, right, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to Moshe Rabbeinu? That this is the sign that you are the true goal, you're the redeemer of Klal Yisrael, when they can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala Har HaZeh on this mountain. The Gemara in Sukkah says, at the end of days, or at the end of a person's life, a person will have the Yetzer Hara revealed to them. A Russia, to them, the Yetzer Hara will look like a hair. A hair, meaning what? Nothing. Nothing. Nothing, you're a nothing. My entire life, it was just that. I could have overcame that. I could have been better than that. It was just a hair. I could have a little bit of self-control, a little bit of discipline, a little bit of being higher, a little bit of transcendence. I could take that hair. A hair. But tzaddikim, at their end, they'll look back and they'll see their Yetzer Hara. And what are they going to see? They're going to see a mountain. They're going to see a har. And say, oh, I conquered that mountain. That was a mountain. That was tough. That was challenging. That was a struggle. I had to overcome. I climbed and I fell and I got bloody and bruised. And I wanted to give up and I climbed and it was cold and dark. And I climbed that mountain. And I'm proud. I'm proud of the mountain that I climbed in my life with the effort and the investment that I put in and the sacrifices that I made to climb that mountain. Says the Nesiv HaShalom, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe? You know what's going to be the sign that you will be sure and clear that this was your mission? Because there was, as a result of what you give to Klal Yisrael, they will know that they served HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the mountain. They will know from the Torah that you gave them that they will be able to conquer the mountains of life. They'll be able to look at their Yetzer Hara. They'll be able to look at the difficulties, the obstacles, in Ruchnius, the things that are hard, and they'll come to see that that's Avodas Hashem. That's an opportunity for Kivas Elokim. That's an opportunity for greatness, an opportunity to achieve my potential and grow and become as close to Kadosh Baruch Hu as I possibly can. Ella Kamar, we'll just read it at the end. Ella Kamar de la Achra Tikun min Yetzer Hara. At the end of days, or the end of life, when a person looks back and sees the tikkunim, the rectification, the growth, the development that happened as a result of the Yetzer Hara, Yuladam Asagos Eich Lavodas Hashem. It's dafka through that a person gets clarity. Gets the ability to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu in ways that they never dreamed they could have beforehand. Dafka, as a result of conquering the mountain of the Yetzer Hara, that's where a person realizes the koch that he has inside himself. That's where I realize the potential and the greatness that I really have. Only as a result of encountering and conquering the mountain of the Yetzer Hara. And a person realizes how transcend, how high It's dafka through the Yetzer Hara that a person realizes their koach of transcendence, their koach of overcoming the things of this world. The Yetzer Hara is trying to pull us down into the thick and confusion and the mud of this world. But our Yetzer HaTov, our Neshama, is trying to pull us up and up and up and up. And only when we encounter the mountain that we're trying to climb do we realize that we have the koach to climb. We have the koach to be bigger than the small things of this world. Vine b'kabbalas ha'teira amor le'yos kvar tikkun ha'gamor. It was supposed to be at that moment, at kabbalas ha'teira, that everybody was supposed to have the complete tikkun. Ani amarti elokim et rabbeinu kulchem. Right? Paska zuamasam, Chazal say. At Har Sinai, all of the zuama, all of the venom, all the poison, all the yetzer hara, all of the schmutz, all of the yetzer hara, the taiva, all the lust that was injected into humanity from the moment of the Chayt of Adam and Chava melted away at Har Sinai. We achieved the level of angels, but unfortunately, we couldn't hold on, and at the Chayt HaEgel, it came back. Right? But at that moment, there was a moment of tikkun, there was a moment of complete human rectification, complete transcendence. V'zesh HaRakadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying in this week's parsha. Moshe, you want to know when you're going to be clear that you're the one to give Klal Yisrael this mission? Moshe Abinu, you are the goyel of Klal Yisrael. You want to know why? Because you're going to give them the tools. You're going to give them the opportunity. You're going to give them the rectification. You're going to give them the wisdom. You're going to give them the inspiration that they will be able to handle the mountains of life. They will be able to overcome and climb and achieve their potential through the mountains. Because before you, they're going to look at those mountains and say, "Oy vey, I have no, I'm hopeless. This Yetzirah, this Taiva, I can't beat this. I might as well give up." Moshe Rabbeinu will and does give Klal Yisrael the hope, the confidence that not only can we beat our mountains, but it's dafka that our mountains is where we begin to climb in Avodas Hashem. When we can face those mountains, we can face the Yetzer Hara and recognize this is not a reason to give up. This is my purpose. This is what I'm here for. I'm here for this mountain. This is what I'm here for. To climb, to fall, to climb, to fall. So that's why we have all of life. To climb and fall and climb and fall and climb and fall and recognize that's Avodas Hashem, that's my purpose, that's my tachlis, that's my tafkid. When Klal Yisrael will get to the mountain, they'll realize this is what they're here for. The purpose of life, the purpose of Olam Hazeh, to climb the mountains. Then you'll know, says Hashem to Moshe, that you're the one. You're the one to lead them because you can give them this tremendous perspective on the purpose of life. Right? And so like we said, Moshe was worried. Maybe I can't give them the whole gula. Maybe I'm not the one because I can't take them as high as they could possibly go. Said to him, no, Moshe Rabbeinu. You're gonna see one day in the not so distant future. You're going to bring them to the highest point. The point where each and every one of them sees within themselves the confidence that they can conquer their mountains. Then you'll know that you're meant to be the goal of Klal Yisrael. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu gave us, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu continues to give us to this day through his Torah, through his legacy. But it began through his Anava. But Hashem told him, be an Anav. But know that it's dafka you, that you're going to give Klal Yisrael the greatest spiritual tools more than anybody else could possibly give them. Shabbos. Mm-hmm.